At 5 a.m. every Wednesday morning in the summertime, a group of a dozen or so men gather at the Serbian picnic grounds along Kings Creek, outside of Weirton, West Virginia. In a long cement block building, they mill about in the dawn light, eating donuts, drinking coffee, and reading the morning paper. The men are members of the Serbian Men's Club of the Holy Resurrection Serbian Orthodox Church. They've been hosting weekly Chicken Blast fundraisers here since 1969. They roast 300 to 400 chickens a week and sell them to the Weirton community.
My name is John Kasanovic. I'm 73 years old. Lived in Weirton, West Virginia all my life. Right now, I'm the treasurer of the men's club. I've been the treasurer for the last 16 years. And when I come down here on Wednesdays, I tend the fire.
John sports a ball cap, jeans, and flannel over a Pittsburgh Steelers t-shirt. He piles cardboard boxes and broken down wood pallets in a long brick hearth. Then he lights it all on fire. Other men unload raw chickens from a cooler, threading them on long metal poles.
And guys get down here usually around 5:30 in the morning, cleaning the poles up, getting the chickens out and all. We cook the chickens, we wrap them, we put them in our boxes, and they stay warm for the whole day, and they'll stay juicy, and never had a complaint about them.
John is nonchalant about the process, but these chicken blasts are a lot of work. Each member knows their role, and they work together like a well-oiled machine, tending the fires, adding salt and pepper to the chickens, rotating and tending to them. 350 roasting chickens, supplied by a farm in Pennsylvania, is an impressive sight. There are 25 chickens on a pole and 3 to 4 poles stacked over each fire, burning at about 800 degrees. Chickens on the top drip fat on the chickens below, naturally basting them. Other than that, the recipe is deceptively simple, according to John Greener. He's been volunteering at the Chicken Blast for the past 5 years.
Oh, they taste terrific. I think some people say it's the best chickens that they've ever had. And we only season with salt and pepper. A lot of people think there's a secret recipe. There's no secret to it at all. It's just salt and pepper. And we make sure they're cooked.
This unique spit design, the industrial brick oven, and walk-in coolers were built just for this purpose by members of the men's club. And they all worked at Weirton Steel Mill. In fact, skills they developed as pipe fitters, bricklayers, and machinists helped make this operation a reality.
We had one man, George Baltich. He was a boss with the carpenters. So he was able to, you know how to make the tables. And other guys were millwrights. They knew how to work with the motors and all that and set things up. So we had a lot of guys that were very, very useful to what we had to get accomplished here.
In the early days, the customer base was largely steel mill workers and their families.
Most guys that worked in the mill, you know, I mean, they were looking for lunches after work or taking a chicken to work for their lunch. And the more the word spread around in the mill about this being available, more people took the opportunity to make themselves available for it. And after 4 o'clock, we'd come down, you know, family come down, get a chicken, you know, picnic style day.
As steel jobs declined in Weirton, the number of chickens the club is able to sell per week has declined with it. In the early 80s, the club could sell 600 to 700 chickens a week. Now they average about 350.
I started in the mill in 1966, and we had 14,000 workers in there. And when I retired in 2003, we had a little over 2,000. So we had a big drop off. So that really, you know, affected the people coming down. And people moved away.
Still, they managed to sell over 5,000 birds over the course of the summer. The weekly chicken blasts still draw a decent crowd who come to picnic on the grounds in the evening. The tradition survives not only because of the strong community among steelworkers, but also because it connects families to their Serbian heritage. Many of the men remember roasting meat in their backyards with their families growing up.
I lived next door to my grandmother and grandfather, and they used to do pigs for Christmas. And we didn't have electric spits. We had hand by the hand. And geez, we were kids. We'd go up there and turn the spit. You know, it would take hours, but we didn't care. It was cold in January, but we were by that warm fire. You just knew you were helping for the day, and that was a lot of fun. That was But over in Serbia, yeah, that's a big tradition over there with the wood.
It's that connection that keeps John Kasanovic coming down at dawn to stand over a hot fire every week in the heat of summer.
Been involved with it for 33 years, so, you know, just came down one time, like I said, and boy, this is fun. My one uncle used to come down. He wasn't even Serbian, but he loved it down there, so I'd come down with him. And, you know, and it was a lot of fun to be with him like that.
It's a tradition that John Greener would like to see continue.
But most of the folks here are in their 60s, maybe almost in their 70s, and we'd like to see some young talent get here. We've got a few guys who work here until they have to go to college. I don't know what the future is. You know, it could be in 5 years that we don't have enough volunteers. I hope not. It's a tradition we'd like to continue.
The efforts of the men's club are appreciated by the Weirton community, Serbian and otherwise. Chickens regularly sell out in about 2.5 hours. There is a group of regular customers with standing weekly orders, and some come down to the picnic grounds at 7 a.m. to stake out their favorite picnic table for their evening chicken dinner.
This is a way for them to get their families down here together with their children and all that, and they can interact with their families. We have one man that comes down here, buys 5 chickens every week, but he only eats one. He'll take it and he'll give one to his aunt. He'll give one to a friend. He'll give one to somebody else.
John Pate is that regular who buys 4 extra chickens each week, giving them away to family and friends.
Oh, it's great. It's camaraderie. You know, it's camaraderie. You come down, the people that worked in the mill, I'm a retired steel worker, you'd come down here on Wednesdays, you bring your family, you bring the kids in. I don't know if you notice on the other side, there's a volleyball, there's bocce, there's the kids would go in the creek, looking your young kid, crawl dads and all of that. And it was just camaraderie. You could either bring the food down here and that, and people bring side dishes, and it's a meal.
The chicken blasts run from the last weekend in May to the last weekend in August at the Serbian picnic grounds in Weirton, West Virginia. Money raised from the blasts help maintain the picnic grounds. For Inside Appalachia and the West Virginia Folklife Program, I'm Emily Hilliard in Weirton, West Virginia.